Wake-Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us. We continue. It's Wake-Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Well, college football has got its Army-Navy game coming up, and many of you know that this is the pageantry and the importance of this game. It's just one of those events, and it's been made an event as media members from around the country have descended on the Army-Navy game, wherever it's been, Philadelphia, New York, and now at Gillette Stadium in Boston. So if it's in Boston, then Anthony Pepe's there, host of the Diehards here on Sports Map Radio, doing a little crosstalk for this event. What's going on, my man?
What's going on, fellas? How's my favorite show on Sports Map Radio doing?
Oh, thank you. How's our favorite show? Let's extend some pleasantries with each other. How you doing, man? How is the atmosphere there this early?
The atmosphere is great. The place is buzzing already. There are stations all across the country. We have Philadelphia, really loud folks right in front of us. We have, of course, the flagship and the big station here in Boston, 98.5. They're doing their simulcast with radio and TV. The folks at Tampa Bay are across the way. There's a station in Charlotte here. I mean, there are 20, 25 radio stations broadcasting already. This place is buzzing. It's electric, and it's a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, I saw that this is the second time you've been to the Army-Navy media event.
Yes, I was at the one in 2013 in Philadelphia. I was with my buddy who's going to be joining me on the program today, Mark Linehan, and we went out to Philadelphia and just happened by choice. Chip Kelly was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles at the time, and my buddy Mark Linehan may know him. They may have been college roommates at UNH, so we had a little
nice.
We had a fun time there, but this is pretty special. It's different. It's here in Boston at the Weston Copley Place, and I'm very excited to be part of this.
And so being a Bostonian, and this is the first time that the Army-Navy game has been in Boston, how has it been received?
It's been great. I mean, people are excited about it. You know, it's not a big college town, as you know, here. It's a pro sports town. But at the end of the day, this is the only game that matters right now in college football, and it's in Boston, so it's pretty cool. It's a sellout crowd at Gillette Stadium. I'm told it's a tougher ticket than Taylor Swift at Gillette Stadium. So that's saying a lot that the Bostonians are coming out and want to see this America's game.
Yeah, and this is the 11th time it has been played. It's 11th different location. Yep. It was played in Princeton in the early 1900s at one point. I mean, it's been around, but this is the first time it's been in Boston. But I worked with the Air Force in Colorado Springs for a number of years, and I always knew that this was special.
It's just different. I mean, Tony, you've been around this game a long time, and Ron as well. I've covered Super Bowls. I've covered championship fights in Vegas, World Series, and Stanley Cups and NBA Finals. And those are fun, being sports fans and loving that. It's a lot of fun. This just has a different feel.
Sure is,
It's that excitement level you get covering one of those other things I just mentioned. But it's also, I don't know, a respect factor. It's honor. It's America. It's just different. And it's pretty cool to be part of it.
Yeah, one thing I remember from Air Force Army, Air Force Navy, and even Army and Navy was the rivalry is real. This is not brothers in arms. They really don't like each other. But there's a larger calling for them that will unite them at some other point for the country. This is not like Clemson, South Carolina, where they hate each other for life. At some point, they are coming together to form the United States military.
It's that they don't hate each other. It's not an on and off the field thing. Clemson, South Carolina, they'll hate each other off the field. They'll key each other's cars.
Yes. It's funny too, guys. You know, those Clemson and South Carolina Gamecocks, you know, they're going in transfer portals and getting NIL money and all this stuff. The Army and Navy aren't hopping in transfer portals and what we're talking about. You know, they're staying with Army, they're staying with Navy. And at the end of the day, these kids are maybe, you know, at Clemson or South Carolina, wherever, they're maybe getting drafted or what are they doing next? These guys for Army and Navy, they know what they're doing. They're going to be stationed somewhere else to protect this country, and it's just a different thing.
I heard last night Bill Belichick, who has a very close tie with Navy, is going to be on the game day program.
I heard that too, and he's going to do his pick. It should be interesting to see. I mean, obviously Bill Belichick on a high from defeating those Pittsburgh Steelers last night, so it should be fun.
All right, so how is the military presence? Are we seeing five-star generals showing up yet? Are we seeing the cavalcade of important military people descending on Boston?
I'm just going to steal a joke from my friend here, Mark. I'm just looking for Colonel Sanders. I'm hungry. You know what I mean? You obviously know me throughout the years, and you know that I like to come to these events to, of course, eat the free food and get the free swag. So that's what I'm all about.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Come on. And I have a bone to pick with you guys. I heard you a bit earlier, the good, the bad, the dumb. And every time you kept saying dumb, I kept hitting my button on, hello, I thought you were coming to me.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I'm glad you're there, man. I'm glad you're getting Boston experiences.
It's awesome. And, again, it's not a big college town. I do a lot of work for Boston College. And the hockey team, I do a lot of work there, and they're number two in the country. And that's exciting. The football team, not so much. But at the end of the day, this is bigger than college. It's bigger than college football. It's just different. It's larger than life. It's Army-Navy. It's the 124th installment of America's Game. And it's just special, and I'm just very lucky and fortunate to be here with the Sports Map Radio Network.
It's almost fair to say, too, that it's a college football game that doesn't feel like it's a college football game.
True. I mean, you know, again, the controversial college football playoffs are happening. There's 41 bowl games, a championship game. But the only game that matters is tomorrow at Gillette Stadium at 3 o'clock on CBS.
I think what else, why this is not only special from the atmosphere to the larger context, is it's the only game on. It has isolated itself on the calendar to be the only thing. And I think that's an important part of understanding, again, the larger purpose of these people that are going to be officers. You look in the huge crowd of Army cadets and Navy midshipmen, and they are going to be the officers of our military in the country.
It is awesome. And to think about it, on a lighter note, now with legalized sports gambling here in Boston and Massachusetts and a lot across the country, I wonder how much money is going to be wagered on this game tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if there's going to be a lot of money wagered because, again, it's the only college football game happening, as you mentioned, and I believe with the legalized sports gambling, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I think Army's favored by
three points.
Yeah,
and the over-under, I think, is 7.
Yeah, and Army, no doubt.
It's 27.5 is the total. These teams don't throw the ball. They just run the ball, and they're very low-scoring games.
And for a lot of people who don't know, they're between the three service academies, there is a Commander-in-Chief's trophy, which is basically the three teams get together who has the best head-to-head record, wins the trophy, tie goes to the previous year's winner. If Army wins this game, they capture the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, which is, if you've been around service academies, it's one of the most important things they can win.
Oh, and the trophy is literally 10 feet away from me, and it is huge.
Beautiful.
You have to be a monster to pick that thing up. I don't think one person can pick that thing up. It is huge.
Yeah, it's a really great trophy, and again, it's just for the three service academies when they play each other. I remember I used to do pregame for Air Force football in the parking lot.
All right.
And any time Army or Navy showed up, there would always be a general surrounded by people with guns, and I was always like, I'm just hanging on to my Marty equipment while two guys in guns are walking with a 5-star general to the gate.
I don't think anybody wanted your equipment, Tony D.
Oh, listen to this story. I remember going to an Air Force basketball game, and we were a brand new radio station, and we had a van, a white van that hadn't got wrapped yet. And we were going to set up a table, a tent,
a booth,
and everything. We got to the gate, and the guard says, "What are you guys doing here?" And we said, "We're going to the basketball game to set up equipment." He goes, opens up the back. All he sees is wires and boxes and all this equipment. And he goes, "You two, out of the car." We had to stand out of the car until we got an Air Force official down to verify that we were the radio station.
Well, you
scariest, like, 10 minutes of my life.
You do look a little shady.
Yeah, and I told my partner, I said, "Why did we think driving a white van with wires and boxes was a brilliant idea? Why did we think this was
going to work?" What a funny story.
At least spray paint.
You know, Tony, at least spray paint free candy on the side of it.
Completely should have done that. Yeah,
you should have had a puppy with you and try to bring, you know, hey, little kid, you want to pet my puppy?
If I write a book, that's like a whole chapter on my experiences with Air Force military guards. It's crazy. Anthony, great stuff, man. Looking forward to the show that you guys are producing this afternoon on the network from Army-Navy, all your guests and all of the analysis of this game that's coming up on Saturday, my man.
Thank you, fellas. Keep up the good work. And truly, you guys are the best in the business, and I love listening to you. Wake up, Carl.
Same here with the diehards, my friend.
Anthony Pepe
live at in Boston, actually, for Media Row. The game will be played at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Army-Navy coming up this weekend. Again, Army favored by 3, but you never know with these two teams. It's rivalries, throw it out the window, that kind of thing. So,
no, it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it's the only thing on.
Yeah, that's right. It's the only thing on. And again, the level of importance. And to me, I always get like, you know, I see like the row of people in like their coats.
Well, and that's,
and it's always like,
and that's why I said, you know, it's a college football game to me that's never felt like a college football game because of, you know, who's there in attendance.
Right.
You know, it's the future leaders of America. It's the current leaders of America. And it's, you know, this, there's more red, white, and blue in this game than you actually do see. And it's funny because another, no one on the field, I think, even wears red, white, and blue.
No, it's all like blue and gray. Yeah. But when you see the uniforms, everyone in the same uniform, a whole section of,
yeah,
of cadets,
yep,
in the same uniform, it's there's nothing like it.
It's awesome.
You can ask people to wear all black or all red or all blue for a college football game, but uniforms, all of them, beautiful and all in uniform, you know, right? It's great. Great stuff.